I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center baseball team with a busy schedule. Of course, a lot of things are iffy for today. It's very doubtful that anybody will play a spring sport outside today. The Hornets were scheduled to open at home against Mauston. It's been moved to Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston, but we'll see about that. We'll check out some stuff from the Richland Center baseball team as they anticipate their opener. And Coach Ryan Lemke talked about practice days being better than when you actually have games scheduled.
It's really disappointing. I think I checked the forecast on Saturday afternoon. It said Tuesday was supposed to be 50 and sunny, and I got really excited and thinking, you know, what a parallel universe are we living in where opening day is going to be nice. And then sure enough, 2 days later, I checked the forecast and 36, 37 and snow and rain. So it's part of it, though, in playing baseball in Southwest Wisconsin. You got to earn your keep with some of this stuff before you get the nice weather.
Well, I know your team was improving at the end of last year, and what areas do you think you're going to be strong in here to start the year?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of they were young last year, but young talent from last year coming back. I mean, I think we lost two seniors essentially, and we have a great freshman group coming in and some freshmen that are going to help us right away. So I think we've improved in a lot of positions around the field. I think, you know, it starts with our number three hitter, our shortstop, and our number one pitcher with Lane Miller. I think he is on the verge of being absolutely dominant. You know, he's got something to prove, you a little chip on his shoulder after being a second team guy from last year with the second highest batting average in the conference. So he felt like he got snubbed. So I think he's on a mission to prove some people wrong this year.
What about the conference? Is it the usual suspects we should expect to be contenders this year?
Yeah, I don't know. The conference is kind of strange this year. Normally, you know, you look at preseason and there's a lot of guys from a Dodgeville or Prairie. You're like, okay, we're going to be careful with him pitching. But there's not any of those guys this year. I truly think it's a five-horse race this school year or this season for the conference championship, and I think it's wide open. So we'll see. We'll see what everyone's going. But since I've been here, it's the most wide open I've seen it. So we're in a really good spot. We obviously got to play well. We got to do what we know how to do, and we got to play confident and comfortable and loose baseball. And I think if we can do those three things, I think we'll be right there at the end for conference champions.
Richland Center High School baseball coach Ryan Lemke joining us. The Hornets have games scheduled at Boscobel and at Platteville on Thursday and Friday, respectively, this week. The Richland Center softball team has a scheduled game against Highland at home today, and the Richland Center soccer girls are scheduled to host Sparta. Well, Wisconsin AP will be naming its All-State players this week. They've named the All-State girls state players. Allie Zeebel's potential as a basketball player became clear when she accepted a scholarship from UConn earlier. She was named as the player of the year in the state. The coach of the year, Jim Ryder, from Pewaukee. Second team members, Reedsburg's Sydney Cherney. Other Southwestern Wisconsin players honorable mention include Olivia Olson, a junior with Cuba City. Also, Isabella Durst, a sophomore from Barneveld. Anna Franck, a junior from Bangor. And Mara Gruen, a senior from Royal High School. Major Bowling League action last night at the Phoenix Center. Team high series belonged to Geary Construction, a 35-53. Fraser Home Improvement had a 35-32. Cardinal CG, a 34-54. High game honors, Geary Construction, a 12-84. Meister Cheese, a 12-68. And Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-18. Series high individually, Jeff Seckman with a 7-14. Chris Pardoon rolled a 6-90. And Chris Huppert, a 688. Top game, Jeff Seckman with a 296. Chris Huppert at 279. Jake Morris at 269. Jeff Frazier bowled a 617 series, 140 over average. Steve Gary bowled a 661 series, 115 over average. The St. Louis Billikens scored the last 6 points of the game to end the season for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. They were knocked out of the WNIT Monday night, 65-60. Coach Marissa Mosley's Badgers finished the season with a 15-17 record. They made three critical turnovers in the final 59 seconds. Ronnie Porter led Wisconsin with 17 points. Also talking women's college basketball, Caitlin Clark made 9 three-pointers and finished with 41 points and 12 assists in a sensational performance as Iowa knocked defending national champion LSU out of the women's NCAA tournament with a 94-87 victory, advancing the Hawkeyes to their second straight Final Four. Top-seeded Iowa will play UConn in the national semifinals Friday night in Cleveland. Turning to baseball, Mets reliever Johan Ramirez has had his 3-game suspension reduced to 2 games. Ramirez was accused of intentionally throwing a pitch behind Brewer first baseman Rhys Hoskins, triggering both benches to rush onto the field Saturday. Tuesday is the second missed day for the pitcher. His manager, Carlos Mendoza, was also suspended for the incident, but just 1 game. He missed Sunday's action. The Brewers host Minnesota today for Milwaukee's home opener, 3:10 first pitch time on WRCE FM 107.7 at AM 1450. Here's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray talking about his team.
We compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset. It kind of plays off of one another. You know, kind of, you know, if we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
And Brewer Willie Adames talked about the transition from last year's manager and, in fact, Craig Counsell moving on to Pat Murphy and what that's been like in the clubhouse.
He's in a pretty good spot. I mean, the whole spring training, he was always, you know, being there, you know, just being confident and just being a good manager, you know, being there for the guys. And I think, you know, I think this was a pretty good series to start the year for him.
Yesterday, the Cubs were 5-0 winners over Colorado, Pittsburgh 8-4 over Washington, Cincinnati 6, Philadelphia 3, St. Louis 6-2 over San Diego, and the Dodgers beat San Francisco 8-3. In the American League, Baltimore 6, Kansas City 4, Texas 9-3 over Tampa Bay, Houston 10, Toronto 0, Boston 9, Oakland 0, Seattle 5-4 over Cleveland. In interleague play, Atlanta 9-0 over the White Sox, the Angels 7, Miami 4, Detroit 5-0 over the Mets, and the Yankees 5-2 over Arizona. All NBA guard Damian Lillard will miss a second straight game when the Bucks play at Washington tonight. The team reports he is dealing with a groin strain. Lillard has missed 6 games this season. Also in the Bucks injury report for the game are Giannis Antetokounmpo with a sore hamstring, Chris Middleton with a sprained ankle, and Patrick Beverley with a sprained wrist. Chris Middleton talked about the Bucks and the shape they're in heading toward the playoffs soon.
I think we're in a great spot. We've been through, you know, some rough road trips out on the West Coast, but we learned a lot from ourselves, and we've survived them. I mean, we had a couple bad losses, but still won a couple games. We're still in this 2-3, 4, whatever playoff race, so we're in a good spot, I think. Now we just want to, you know, figure out ourselves and, like I said, play the best basketball heading into the playoffs.
The Bucks play the Wizards this evening. I'm Phil Neem with an update on WRCO Sports.